Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Stream all 4 hours of The Men's Room radio program live. Download that radio.com app. Bajolas, listen to us anywhere you go. Our question, what took or seemed to take a long, long time? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So what took a long time for me was my right arm is sleeved from my shoulder blades down to my wrists. And that took about 9.5 years to do.
Now, is this, I'm guessing, for financial reasons?
No. So at the time, it was before I got married. So I had, of course, single money. And then I got with this chick. And we were together. And every time I saved up money, it would always go to, you know, buying a house, car repairs, this needs to be paid or that. So every time I saved up money to do it for, like, my allowance, shall we say, it always needed to go somewhere else.
Funny how that works.
We got married and, you know, got a house, all that stuff. Well, turns out she didn't want to be married to me anymore, so sold the house. And the first place I stopped at was a tattoo parlor to get finished off. And then after I saw her after I got it all done, and she said, oh, that looks really good. And she's like, it took 9.5 years to do it. And I was like, yeah, because of you.
Yeah. So I guess you guys are cordial, at least.
Oh, God, no. I haven't talked to her for over a year. She had an affair for 4 years of our 4.5-year marriage.
She was doing what now? I'm sorry.
She had an affair for 4 years of our 4.5-year marriage.
Wow.
Was it a dude that you both knew?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How did you know him?
He did his tattoo.
Our kids went to the same school in the same grade, and they became friends. So, you know, by osmosis, we all became friends.
So this was another friend group that you had with your son's friends, parents, whatever.
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah, but yeah, he was married for 20 years.
All right. Now, one more question: Are those two still together?
Surprisingly, they are. But it doesn't sound like it's all peaches and roses, so...
None of them are, mate.
Did he confess to his wife at that point in time what would have been going on?
Oh, yeah. She had known about it. I was the only one who didn't know. I was the dumb one.
Oh, that's the worst, dude. Well, you're the only one that doesn't know.
Oh, so even his wife knew before that. You did not know. Now, let me ask you this. Did that woman, the wife, ever make a play on you after the fact?
Oh, quite regularly, sir.
What's that now?
Quite regularly, sir.
Okay. All right.
Did you ever do it just for a grudge?
I've seen that movie.
It started out that way, but it's not ending that way, I should not say.
Okay.
So are you now dating the other guy's wife?
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah.
He's having sex with him, Ted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't buying her dinner.
I knew it.
But she's getting a mouthful.
That's why I asked. I had a pretty good... I've seen the movie before.
Yeah. The lesson here is get a tattoo.
Yeah. Right.
9.5 years. Who cares?
Wow.
Finish that tattoo.
Damn.
What took her seem to take a long, long time? 844-999-OLA.
I'm surprised he actually went for it.
I'm not. Because you got to hope that if it works out that way, like, you pray to God that the wife of the guy that your wife is sleeping with is not ugly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. That's the big thing.
I know how petty that sounds, but you're now in the world of petty, right? Because once you're there, like, this is about pettiness. Man, I hope she's not ugly.
I knew someone who, his wife is having an affair with the same situation with a couple. Right. Okay, but his wife is
with the couple
with the guy.
Okay,
in a different relationship.
All right,
same neighborhood though, right?
So his wife is the first person to find out about this and confronts her husband about it.
Okay.
All right. Similar situation. The guy does not know. He's obviously the only one
out of the loop.
In the loop that is not in the loop. So she went to tell, she said, look, if basically, if his wife does not tell him what's going on and you don't, you know, go down there, because you're going to need to go down there and apologize to him.
Sure.
That was kind of like the thing. So that didn't happen. So days go by. So she goes to his house, knocks on his door and said, hey, you know, your wife is having an affair with my husband. And he's like, no way, you know, the whole deal.
Right.
She breaks it down. She has all the proof. She has all these things. And in all honesty, this guy, this guy was really, you know, he was pretty upset.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, he was
really Miles.
But that didn't stop him from having sex right there.
Well, of course.
I know, but still, like, you went from this emotion, like, no. And then it was her idea. You guys need to go for it. So they went for it.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
And then they all got divorced.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the story ends, man.
Except for, I think the other couple's still together. What took her seemed to take a long, long time. 844-999-OLA.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the next level.
All right, what's your next level?
I'm going to sleep with the ex's ex-boyfriend.
Get out of here.
Really send a message.
You know what I'm going to do to you?
Everyone you've ever had sex with, I've had sex with.
Yeah,
them.
I had sex with that dude, too.
Eskimo brothers.
Now, we have more in common, don't we?
Hello, Kent. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
We don't need no stinking bitches. Hey, listen. This is not real exciting, but...
Well, I'm glad you called.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
I got something that's really boring. I'll call and tell.
No, the time is just crazy. I'm somewhat a little bit claustrophobic, and when something isn't going right with me, being on an airplane too long or whatever, I get a lot more claustrophobic. So, anyway, I finally figured out what year this was. I think it was 2005 or 6, and it was on a Monday night, your local Seahawks were playing the Green Bay Packers on Monday Night Football.
Is that the game of snowed?
Yes, it was. Yeah. We had a big whiteout here.
Yeah, now, we were at that game.
I am working in Woodinville down by the wineries out of a warehouse. I drive, do a route for a living, and I got in early because it was snowing, and they said, yeah, everybody go home early. Get out of here. And usually I'm out of there by 3, 3:30. Well, I got out of there at 1:30 on this particular time. I'm by myself at home, except I got two dogs. And, you know, so I take off. And I'm thinking I'm real clever here. I know a bunch of shortcuts and everything. So I'm kind of winding around on some roads trying to get ahead of this snow. And it's snowing real bad. And it's not working. Everywhere I'm going, you know, it stalls, dead ends. I mean, I'm driving through parking lots, up on sidewalks. I'm going nuts just trying to get somewhere. So finally, I go the route that I'm going to go home. I finally get up there. Long story short, it takes me, I get home at 1:45 in the morning. I'm on the road for almost 12 hours trying to go home from work, and I'm 18 miles away.
Oh.
And I, you know, and at this time, I didn't have a cell phone. I'm one of the few that didn't have one back then.
Well, how would that have helped?
Well, I was thinking, God, my dogs, you know, I got to call a neighbor. I got to get them.
You're not thinking that. You're thinking they crapped all over the house.
Right.
Well, they got the doggy door, but, you know, they were probably starving and wondering where the heck I was. And I was, you know, I was worried about them.
No, they probably looked outside and said he's stuck in the snow. Chill, the snow
up
there.
We're going to go out there and play for a while.
You realize you were going approximately 1.5 miles per hour.
Oh, we were stopped for hours sometimes. People got out of their cars and were just walking around in the snow. This is on the freeway, too. I'm talking, 405, and then I had to get onto I-5 to get up to Marysville. You know, and it was just, I was miserable. It was one of the worst 12 hours I've ever spent. I mean, I just was beside myself.
To go 18 miles? Yeah, that's going to be the worst time anyone's spent. Traffic doesn't make anyone happy. And traffic sucks anyway, but God knows, when it snows, especially depending where you live, it's over. It's over. The city shuts down. People just give up. People just give up because it has snowed.
Yeah.
Instead of just taking precautions or driving slow. Like, it's, I don't know, it's weird, man. It's like, you say it's going to snow, and I swear, and once you say it, people just start driving off the road. But no snow is falling yet. People just decide, this is the end.
One-to-one tooker seemed to take a long, long time. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hola!
All right, on. Just real quick, man, it's an honor. This is the coolest birthday gift I get to talk to you guys.
Oh, nice, man. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. So,
don't re-gift it.
Yeah. So, I was like probably 12 or 13 years old, and I was out hunting with a buddy, and he was quite a bit older than me. But we were in the fog up on this mountain, dude, and we got caught in this rock slide, and it was like, it was a huge rock slide. It was pretty foggy, and all we could hear were these massive, like, dude, sound like tanks were shooting at us, but out of nowhere, we saw these, like, car-sized boulders coming at us from the top of the mountain. So we stood up and started booking it back towards the woods. Well, I tripped when we were running back, and I fell down, and, like, I looked up, and all I could see was this rock coming at my face. And it felt like, dude, it felt like I was there for, like, a year, man. But that whole saying, life flashes before your eyes, is true. My short little 12 years, I was like, oh, dang. I was like, time to die. But my adrenaline was pumping so much. I stood up and took off, and my buddy was like, man, that rock was like a foot away from you, because he was already in the woods. And I was like, it probably only took maybe a second, but it was unreal. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised how many mountaineers pass that way.
You'd be passed like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as just a rock slide coming down, somebody knocking someone out,
yeah,
killing them. I mean, it's pretty serious.
Let me ask you guys.
Why you got to look up?
But, well, they tell you, you know, falling rocks, all that stuff. What is the, we've had people to call to say, to comment how long they've spent on a Greyhound. How long they have spent on a flight. And the one thing we've always said is, when it comes to a booty call, and it doesn't matter if it's across the country, across the world, you will find.
Oh, you'll drive 48 hours.
Mike told me a story, and he's watching a nature show, a sloth. Now, you know how sloths move, right? They are the slowest creature there is. They hang in the trees because they live in the same place as tigers and things that can just eat them. And there's no competition for that. The sloth goes down. These things move at the rate of molasses. Well, now it's mating season, okay? So, according to Mike, the sloth hears a female call, but the female has called from the other side of a river. Mike said, this mofo looks like, what's his face, like, ow.
Michael Phelps?
Like Michael Phelps. Dude, like, swam to over. Get at, hell yeah, risked everything. But on that note, I just get this article, a tiger. This is the longest walk ever recorded on Earth. It walked 800 miles across India to get some striped butt. Mm. Man, it's mating time. A tiger walked
800
miles to get laid.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Our question, what took her seemed to take a long, long time? And here come those emails from the men's room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Coming from today, my family and I have been waiting for 2 years to get my grandmother's inheritance money from a property worth $1.2 million.
She is dead, right?
We are still waiting.
Yes. Okay. That's important.
Gentlemen, the longest I was on was Navy Air Station Whidbey Island to Ramstein as far as a flight. That was 36 and a half hours nonstop in a C-17. We had refueled it three times in the night.
I would lose my mind.
That is unbelievable.
And he's on a C-17.
Right.
That's not a commercial airline.
Right. There's no first class. There's no beer service.
Are they refueling in the sky?
Probably.
On a C-17? Is that how you do it?
I'm not sure, but I guess so, right? Because he said nonstop.
He's saying it's a 36.5-hour nonstop.
Yeah, so they must have refueled in the air.
I mean, they're not known for being fast, right?
Yeah, that's
just big.
Well, let's move on to birthdays.
Right? Trying to think of an athlete, they're not.
Want to give a birthday shout-out to my beautiful wife and the mother of the two most expensive decisions of my life. Maybe some dirty Germans talking about those gray hairs that are coming in. Thanks, guys. That's from Joey, Kelly, and Alex.
Yeah, do not worry about these gray hairs. I heard, honestly, from an old man, the last place you get the gray hairs is the downstairs.
Yeah, but you know, it's the hardest thing about the gray hairs. It's very hard to notice them into your teeth.
Yeah. They do not stop us.
No.
Liquor and whores, guys. It may be my birthday, but I want to give a shout out to my wonderful boyfriend, Matt, pronounced El Matador, or El Mator, who has been tobacco-free for 1 year as of today.
Go, Matt.
I love you, rock on. That from the lovely Renee. Give her a your penis is too small. Please, guys, wish my beautiful wife, Angelica Machida, a happy birthday with the Dirty Germans. That's from our buddy Juan.
Yeah, tonight I thought we would take it easy. I will give you both a cup of oolong tea and then a cup of oolong D.
Yeah, and you can wash all that tea down with a fluffernutter.
Yeah. Oolong.
Has anybody tried that tea?
Oolong?
Yeah.
No, man, it's in the vending machine. I don't. What makes it different than any other tea? Other than the name's funny. Oolong. Yeah.
Well, green tea is shorter.
Yes. World known.
World known.
Matilda's, another year has gone by and still no federally legalized marijuana for my 36th birthday. Can we get a script is not a script, followed by the bagel guy? And finally, maybe Coach Ted giving me a pep talk about waiting patiently for weed to finally be federally legalized. Thank you, guys. That from Christopher.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Not God or my father or my boss.
How old is he, Mouse?
36 years old.
36 years old. I like it. Here's the thing you got to listen to here, son. It's that, number one, weed's not legal federally. It will be soon. But while you're waiting there patiently, remember, a few years from now, you'll be waiting there happy because it will be legal and you'll finally be stoned having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Seems kind of weird to make a stoner wait around for his weed. I'm assuming this man is ex-military, thus he's waiting for the federal thing.
Yeah.
Also, to be honest with you, Coach and a lot of other people would like to see some marijuana used on some vets a little bit safer than the pills and the alcohol.
Yeah, just a little bit safer. Just a wee bit.
Guys, all the Macholas, I would like to wish my longtime friend and Seattle's second-best electrician, Taylor Otto, a happy 37th birthday. Going to get the Dirty Germans talking about long motorcycle road trips. Thank you, guys. From an IBEW Local 46 member, that would be Peter.
Yeah, the nickname for my junk is Motorcycle Road Trip.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like vibrating sing between your thighs for hours on end, I mean, I don't know, I guess you're a loser.
Yeah, when I ride a passenger on a motorcycle, I'd sit in front of you and face you.
Yeah, but since we're Germans, we have these fancy BMW touring bikes.
Yeah.
So not as loud as your rooms.
Yes,
but
rooms.
Love your show, listen every day. Please give a shout out to my boyfriend Alex for his 39th trip across the sun with a fish sandwich and the Dirty Germans about talking about his love of farting. Thanks, guys. That from Sarah.
Fish sandwich?
Yeah, the farting is just a natural reaction to when we are done.
So, you know, farting is just a way of letting out some gas that's built up from probably all the sausage you've been eating all night, you filthy animal.
Yeah, the truth is it is his butt blowing you kisses.
Yeah. So now I think later we're going to hear about a toy you will like.
Matilda's, it's my beautiful wife, Dahlia's birthday, or Dahlia.
Dahlia.
She loves you guys. Can you have some turtle sex? Your penis is too small. Hit a face sandwich. Thanks, guys. Guys, my husband Rob and I, big fans of the show. A few years ago, Rob finally mentioned he could not believe I had never sent a birthday wish on the men's room. I am generally a pretty good wife, but in this, I have utterly failed, and I almost screwed it up again today. I just got back from the store to pick up taco fixings, key lime pie, some beer, all his favorites. Thank God for the men's room red, because if I hadn't seen it, I would have forgotten it again. And yes, he will be enjoying some tonight. So I know it's not too late to get in the game here, but how about a big Joey Chestnut and some sexy Germans talking about his loving wife, Marsha, who finally made this all happen for him.
Joey Chestnut!
Yeah, we know exactly how loving Marsha is. We call her the giver.
Yeah, so you know, in Germany, we don't call that loving. We call it some other word that I can't say here on some radio.
Yeah, even in German, it is bad.
Yeah.
guys, hope it's not too late. Please wish my husband, Chris, a happy 47th birthday. We are watching Liverpool at the Red Hot in Tacoma.
All right.
And the Dirty Germans talk about hot dogs and soccer. Thanks, guys. I'm from Kerry, Austin, and Aiden.
Yeah, for me personally, when it comes to hot dogs, I prefer the Doberman Pinscher. But I'm not above a Dober woman either.
Yeah, so you know, I love the hot dog. It's big in Germany. Also, I'm happy you brought up football, as we call it over there, so I could say my favorite league's name, the Bundesliga.
Yeah, plus, if you like balls out of black and white, you may intend to do you good tonight.
Yeah. We even might just break out that winter ball. It's cost extra.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Yas of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Yo, Alex is here, sit and spin, guys. I am a millennial born in 1993, and I knew 7 out of the 10 songs on your sit and spin, which was songs that millennials probably do not know.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Dad, for being a major classic rock fan and for being born in 1953. Thanks, guys. Rock on. That from Parker. Guys, catching up on a podcast, and you asked, who ruined the holiday? Well, I take the award for the biggest ass ever. I decided to attempt suicide via overdose on Christmas Day. Biggest mistake ever, and worst part, will still be paying off the ICU, psych ward, and specialist doctors till probably around 2025. So, just a personal note, always tell the people you love them, appreciate them. You never know how they really feel or are doing. Your show has helped me a lot, and I can't thank you guys enough for the enjoyment and all the fun times you bring me. With great admiration and gratitude, the moron who ruined his kid's Christmas. Name withheld. To protect the guilty.
Christmas Day.
I know, man. You suck as a human being, but you know that already.
And one more.
He's back.
Guys, I listen to you chuckleheads from the great land of the marvelous Massachusetts. I have a story about a very expensive mistake. I was living with my girlfriend, and I thought it was about time to get engaged. I wanted to make romantic Vienna, Massachusetts style. Obviously, I screwed it up. I buy the ring for $24,542.
Good God, man.
Yes, I remember the exact amount.
I bet you do.
When I'm 98 years old in a nursing home, the only thing I will do all day is repeat $24,542 over and over. So anyway, my girlfriend loves the Patriots. I decided to propose to her at a Pats game. I had it all set up. I would be on the big screen, the whole deal. So when you're going to the stadium, they have the metal detectors. And if you have things in your pocket, you have to put it in a tray. Then they take the wand, search you again, then you get your stuff from the tray, and proceed into the stadium. Well, I didn't realize at the time, I put some of the stuff in my pocket on one tray and some in another. So I'm a little nervous, a little excitedly, awfully nervous, and the time comes. I hear the announcer come on the loudspeaker, and I see the camera showing us on the big screen. So I'm like, this is going down. So I go down on one knee, reach my hand in my pocket, everyone's looking at us, she's looking right at my right at me. Take my hand out of my pocket, no ring. I was already nervous. Now everyone is looking at us, waiting for me to pull out the ring. I propose to the beautiful girl I'm kneeling in front of. My face turns bright red, trying to find the ring in my pocket. I'm still on one knee. I'm starting to panic now. I must have been looking like a crackhead looking for a lost rock in his pocket. Then I stand up to look at my pockets, and when I did stand up so fast, my girlfriend didn't have time to react when I headbutted her right in the mouth.
Oh.
This is all on the big screen. It was probably 30 seconds, but it felt like the length of a football game. Needless to say, I could not find the ring in my pocket or anywhere around me. I realized I took everything out of my pocket when I was coming into the stadium. So I went back down, and of course, no one that worked there had any idea. They didn't even know what a ring was. So I was out $24,542, a fiance and my dignity. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Wouldn't have happened at a Ravens game.
The men's room wants to know.
On to the next.
Who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Team of 12, you bring us 3 stories each and every week from the news. All of them suck to some degree. It is up to us to determine which of these 3 stories suck the least. Now, if you like the men's room on Facebook or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have 3 stories here. We will be going to Utah. We, of course, will visit Florida because Florida just can't not be a part of this. And we will finish in Los Angeles, California. But let's start in Utah. There's a substitute teacher She asked the class to share what it is they're thankful for this holiday season. That's all it is. It's the substitute teacher. You're not doing any real work. And so the kids went around and all said what they're thankful for. Shouldn't be anything wrong with that. And then we have a man in Florida. He went for a drive with a relative, and according to him, he's helping the relative find a new home. You would think that's good stuff to do. And then we have a police officer in Los Angeles. He had the misfortune of discovering a dead body, but you recognize this is still someone's kid, whatever the case might be, so you want to treat it with a certain amount of affection. But let's start in Utah, where an unidentified teacher that was working at Deerfield Elementary School in Cedar Hills, this is just this November, she asked a class of fifth graders what they were thankful for this holiday season right before Thanksgiving. And one boy, an 11-year-old kid, identified only as DM, said he was thankful that he was finally going to be adopted. All right?
That's nice.
Amazing. By his two dads.
Okay.
And that's when the teacher responded, and I quote, "Why on earth would you be happy about that?" That is her response to the kid. She then lectured the 30-student class for 10 minutes about how homosexuality is wrong and two men living together is a sin. This is all her words. Now, three female students asked the teacher to stop a bunch of times, but the teacher wouldn't. So they...
Wait, hold on. Three elementary students asked her to stop.
Fifth graders.
Fifth graders.
Yes. Just to give you an idea. So these are fifth graders. The teacher's now going on, right? So the kid, "I'm excited. I'm finally getting adopted by my two dads. Why would you be thankful about that?" She goes on her homophobic thing. So three female students, they asked the teacher to stop. These are fifth graders. They have enough presence of mind to recognize a moron. But she wouldn't stop. So they actually walked to the principal's office on their own to report her. She was ultimately escorted from the building. And as this is unfolding, she continued to argue her point. One of the fathers said, quote, "She also tried to blame our son and told him that it was his fault that she went off." One of those fathers, not that it matters, he used to work as a dancer and choreographer on Dancing with the Stars. Okay. If you care. All right. So there's that situation. Now we go to Florida, where a man has been charged with child abuse after they say he dumped a boy who he's related to on the side of the road because, quote, he thinks that boy is gay. So a guy named Evanod Julmius, he lives in Haines City. He was arrested after local police found the boy alone in front of the Haines City Police Department. Now, apparently, this guy told the boy before leaving him that, quote, "the police will find you a new home." You see, the two got into a verbal argument over the boy's sexuality when Julmius found gay porn on the kid's phone. So Julmius became very upset. He told the boy to get in the car and pack a bag, which the boy did. He then took the boy to Haines City Police Department, where he said to have dropped him off on the side of the road in front of the building before heading back home. And detectives noted, look, the kid didn't have any food, water, money, no cell phone, nothing like that. So the boy gives his mom's phone number. The mom rushes to pick him up because the guy Julmius returned home without her kid. So you understand, this is not even his kid. You got to find a new place to live. You're not my kid. So he drives home. The mom's like, "Where's my kid?" Dropped him off at the police station. So she rushed to pick him up. Anyway, when authorities went to the home to find Julmius, they found he was not there, and he left two other minors without adult supervision. He's facing three counts of negligent child abuse, but they need to find him first. So that's his situation. And now let's go to Los Angeles, where a police officer at the LAPD, he's under investigation after footage from his body cam led to what police call extremely disturbing circumstances. Now, see, the officer and his partner, they turned up in a residential unit in response to a call. And when they got there, they found a dead woman there. And sources say the partner headed back to the squad car to get something, which is when the officer in question turned off his body cam and fondled the corpse's breast. This is a dead woman. He's fondling her boobs. However, even though he had turned the camera off, what he didn't realize is that, well, there's a built-in two-minute buffer. So it pops back on. He doesn't realize. So it's still recording the scene. And footage of the incident, this is what's crazier, it was discovered when higher-ups were randomly examining video from officers' cameras. I had to make traffic stops go well. All sure. This got, they come across this footage. Source says of the incident, if true, which it is, it goes way beyond the pale. It's unacceptable, blah, blah, blah. Look, they say all the right things. It's very disturbing, respect, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, this guy turned off his body camera so he could fondle a dead woman. But the thing pops back on, he doesn't know it. And when they're doing their typical audits of their surveillance video or body cam footage.
That's not the first time he's done that.
There's no way. I mean, that's my thought. It's the first time we've heard about it, but I doubt it's the first time he's done it.
Okay.
So there you go. We got the substitute teacher in Utah. Kid's excited about getting adopted. It's two dads. She has a problem with homosexuality and goes off in front of a fifth grade class about it. A guy in Florida finds gay porn on the kid's phone. Not his kid, just a relative. tells him to pack a bag, drops his ass off on the side of the road, tell him to find a new place to live, and the LAPD officer fondling the breast of a dead woman.
Okay. Man.
How? Just in time for the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Who sucks the least?
The least.
All right. Gosh. Man. Well, hopefully that woman is not with that guy anymore in Florida.
Well, no. He was a relative.
Oh, so they were together.
Woman, right. This is not a romantic relationship. I don't know. It could be a cousin, brother, uncle. Who knows? But they're related.
Yeah. Hopefully he just stays away. Hopefully that situation has been taken care of. I just cannot believe that the fifth graders are the ones that are trying to top this.
Right, trying to calm the teacher down.
Teacher to stop making these comments.
Sure.
But this is in Utah.
This is in Utah, right.
This is in Utah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very religious state. So, it doesn't shock me.
No. Man,
that's a tough one. Dude.
No, it can't be the police officer, but is it?
I mean,
guess in the end, nobody got hurt with the cop. He's a sick dude.
It's
the
most
fired.
Disturbing in a lot of ways. But as far as your impact on other people,
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I'd have to think, maybe that's it.
Well, if you're going to take that angle, obviously that sucks.
I don't know if that's the right angle because this is still the relative of someone, right?
So, and Steven agrees on Facebook. The cop sucks least because technically he didn't actually hurt anyone. Frankie says it's the teacher. Jennifer says the cop sucks less. He didn't potentially harm a child.
Yeah, that's very true.
All right, that's good.
Debate Talk continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook, or you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
In 4 minutes, we'll drink it till it's with a shot of the day. But first,
the word.
Time for the word. And today we bring you some of the 40 best sports quotes of all time. Ted, you mentioned in the office earlier today, are there any from Yogi Berra?
Yeah, I just assumed there would be.
The article starts out and says, while some athletes have been veritable quote machines, we have an entire collection strictly designated to Yogi Berra quotes. None of these are actually from Yogi Berra because, in fact, he has so many different quotes. They have their own category of just him alone, which is pretty impressive. So here are some of the 40 best sports quotes of all times. Some of the inspirational quotes, because they have them broken down into categories.
All right.
If you have everything ever under control, you are not moving fast enough. Famous race car driver Mario Andretti.
Ah, okay. I like that quote.
I'll give you the quote, see if you can guess who the athlete is.
All right.
During my 18 years, I came to bat almost 10,000 times. I struck out about 1,700 times, and I walked maybe 1,800 times. You figure a ball player with a batting average of maybe has about 500 at-bats a season. That means I played 7 years without ever hitting the ball.
Do we know who it is?
Very well. That would be Mickey Mantle.
Oh, Jesus, okay.
Famous tennis player on the female side. I've been in the twilight of my career longer than most people have had their career.
Martina Navratilova.
She played Navratilova.
She did.
Okay. I'll give you some funny sports quotes. This one from an NFL former wide receiver.
All right.
I love me some me.
T.O.
Oh,
I remember the T.O. I love me.
Okay.
Some
this is a great one from tennis star Vitas Karolaitis. Nobody beats Vitas Karolaitis 17 times in a row. That's from Vitas Karolaitis upon beating Jimmy Connors after losing 16 times to him.
That is such a great quote, man.
What famous boxer said this? I should be on a postage stamp. That's the only way I'll ever get licked.
Gotta be Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Okay. NBA basketball player, all-star, Hall of Famer. I heard Tonya Harding. Oh, you already know. I heard Tonya Harding is calling herself the Charles Barkley of figure skating. I was going to sue her for defamation of character.
Charles Barkley.
Then I realized I have no character. when asked what he would be if he wasn't a professional soccer player, Peter Crouch said, a virgin.
Damn.
A few more here.
I like it.
Let's see here. Soccer is a simple game. 22 men choose or chase a ball for 90 minutes. And at the end, the Germans win. From Gary Linker. Couple more.
The Germans are always in the Final Four.
Huh? It's from a ex-Pro Bowl wide receiver and also Hall of Famer. When you're rich, you don't write checks. Straight cash, homie.
Oh, man, that's Randy Moss.
Randy Moss.
Straight cash, homie.
Yeah, exactly. Former Major League Baseball pitcher. I don't know. He was asked if he preferred grass or AstroTurf back in the day. He says, I don't know. Never smoked any AstroTurf.
Steve Harvey.
That would be Tug McGraw. They asked Antoine Walker why he shot so many three-pointers. His answer? Because there's no four-pointers.
That's a good answer.
From an NFL famous quarterback, nobody in football should be called a genius. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein.
Oh, you told me this one earlier.
It comes from the
great Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann. Famous baseball player.
Changed his name to rhyme with Heisman. Uh-huh.
Right.
I'm so glad I don't play anymore. I could never learn all of those handshakes. That from Phil Rizzuto. You guys will get this one. I'd be willing to bet you, if I was a betting man, that I have never bet on baseball.
Pete Rose.
Pete Rose is correct.
Lord.
Everybody loves them.
Couple more inspirational quotes. When you win, say nothing. When you lose, say less.
I'm going to assume it's a coach.
That's an old school coach from Ohio.
Okay, yeah. Newt Rockne.
Paul Brown.
That's what we were going to say.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is. I just couldn't get it out.
How about this one? I've never lost a game. I just ran out of time.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Yep.
Winning is the most important thing in my life after breathing. Breathing first, winning next.
Lombardi.
That from George Steinbrenner. Not bad. And one more from a famous broadcaster. Losing feels worse than winning feels good. That from Vin Scully. All right, Robin, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Mr. Balkishan Chabi of Uttar Pradesh, India. Now, look, things in India work a little different than they do here, particularly when it comes to marriage. And that will figure into the story. Now, what you need to know about our friend Balkishan, he's wanted for several crimes, including murder. But believe it or not, he keeps finding ways to dodge the cops. Well, they found out he was looking to get married. Because again, in India, things just work different. So a female cop called him and said it was the wrong number, but started chatting with him. And after a week, 1 week of talking to another, she proposed to him. And he said yes. Because again, things obviously work a little different in some parts of India when it comes to marriage. Anyway, they scheduled the wedding for this past Thursday, Thanksgiving here in the U.S. And when Chabi showed up, his fiance arrested him, and now he's in jail.
Damn.
Think about this. That's your sting operation. Basically, this guy's wanted for murder, keeps dodging the cops. In spite of the fact that you know the cops are looking for you because you've committed murder, he was still on some of the dating sites. And saying, you know, like, hey, man, serious guy, I want to get married. They see that, she offers, and there you go.
And she got a ring, he got a bracelet.
And she asked him, I wonder if they met in person or anything like that.
No,
or was it strictly over the phone?
They talked for a week. I'm sure they exchanged pictures. She's undercover, so I'm sure it's the best pictures ever. But yeah, she asked him in 1 week, do you want to get married? And I'm sure there's more to it. Like, my family's rich, whatever it is you have to do to make that worthwhile. He said, yeah. He's all dressed up. She showed up and arrested his ass. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we...
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-ORLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.